Chapter 23. 1 week later. The Brook Ridge Falls Retirement Center buzzed with excitement as Lexi rearranged the platters of pastries and cookies that were set up on the long tables lining one side of the room. It was Helen's first free coffee Saturday since she'd been elected president of the community center, and she wanted everything to be perfect. Lexi had offered to provide pastries at no cost, as long as she could put a little card behind the trays with her bakery name and logo. Even if she wasn't making money on the baked goods, it would pay off. This kind of advertising was worth its weight in gold. She'd loaded the tables with a good assortment of cookies, brownies, scones, and cupcakes. No corn muffins, though. They'd had enough of those.
"I think the black purse is more classic."
Nance held her new purse up to show the ladies. They'd all gotten new purses after Endora had ruined their old ones with the knives.
"Maybe, but it's not suitable for all seasons."
Ruth held her purse up.
"I like beige because it goes with everything and can be used year-round. Black is too dark for summer."
"I think navy is smart and a little different. Not as formal as black, but doesn't get as dirty as beige."
Ida snapped her purse open and shoved a napkin-wrapped cookie inside. When she noticed everyone looking at her, she said,
"What? I might need a little snack for later."
"No matter what color, they make good shields," Helen joked.
"Yeah, we know how to pull out all the stops," Ida said.
"And I think we can safely say we cracked the case of Rosa McGuire's murder."
"And Helen still managed to get elected president of the community center, even though she spent a lot of time investigating the case," Nan said.
"Well, I do feel like I was the best person for the job, but it turns out Mario isn't so bad after all."
Helen's gaze drifted past Lexi's shoulder.
"Oh, here he comes. If you ladies will excuse me, I have an announcement to make."
Helen met Mario just inside the door, and the two of them shook hands and walked together to the front of the room.
"I wonder what she's up to," Nan said.
Ida shook her head.
"Knowing Helen, it could be anything."
Ruth's forehead creased in concern.
"Is she making an announcement with Mario? I hope they aren't getting married or anything."
"Attention! Attention!"
Helen's loud voice hushed the crowd, and everyone turned toward her expectantly.
"As many of you know, the unfortunate incident that resulted in the community center president vacancy also resulted in a vacancy for the office of treasurer."
The crowd mumbled and whispered. A few of them glanced back at Lexi, who busied herself with the pastries. Not that any of that had been her fault, but since both of those openings had stemmed from the community center president having been found dead in one of her pies, she was a little sensitive about it.
"As you know,"
Helen continued,
"the position of treasurer is appointed by the president, and I, as your newly elected president of the community center, appoint Mario Blondini as community center treasurer."
The crowd applauded, and Mario shook Helen's hand, looking quite pleased with himself.
"Oh, well, that was nice of Helen."
Ruth looked relieved that the announcement wasn't of a more personal nature.
"Looks like our opponents have become allies."
Jack picked a brownie off the tray and gave Lexi a peck on the cheek.
"Hi, Jack."
Nance tilted her cheek so he could give her a peck, too.
"Great to see you. Not working the weekend shift?"
"Nope. Got the day off, and I wanted to spend it with my wife."
"That's nice," Ida said. "I guess there's nothing for you to do now that we solved the Rosa McGuire case."
Jack frowned.
"Well, I don't know if there's nothing for me to do, but we did appreciate your help on that one."
"Actually, we solved three cases, Rosa's, Ruby's, and the Broadmoor heist."
Helen said, as she and Mario joined the circle. Lexi noticed that Ruth managed to maneuver, so she was next to Mario.
I want to thank you ladies again for finding my granddaughter's real killer.
Mario shook his head.
I can't believe she had me convinced it was Henry.
I knew it wasn't Henry all along.
They all shuffled around to make room for Muriel and Henry Maguire. Muriel turned to Nans.
And I thank you ladies very much for proving it.
And thank you, Mario, for coming straight to the prison as soon as you knew the truth.
Henry said to Mario.
It means a lot.
Mario had rushed to the prison after they'd captured Endora, but of course, they didn't let Henry out on his say-so. Once Jack had relayed that they had a full confession in front of several witnesses, the paperwork was started, and Henry was released pretty quickly.
We're happy that we could be a part of Henry's release. We certainly don't want to see an innocent man go to jail.
Nans frowned at Henry.
There's just one thing that we never figured out.
What's that?
Henry asked.
Why did you lie about someone dying at the hospital that night? And where were you? There's a gap in the timeline, so you must have gone somewhere. But you never said where,
Nan said.
Maybe it had to do with the scandal.
Ida glanced at Muriel. We never found out what that was either. Henry's cheeks turned red and he glanced around the circle. He looked like he was considering running off. Jack took notice, scrutinizing him carefully. Everyone leaned in as Henry opened his mouth to speak.
It's true, I did lie about that night. I panicked because I couldn't let anyone find out where I really was. Lots of lives are at stake.
Henry looked at them imploringly.
Ida scowled. What in the world are you talking about? Spit it out.
Henry took a deep breath.
You see, I'm in an underground humanitarian effort. A few of the other doctors and I supply insulin to the homeless. That's the so-called scandal.
You steal insulin from the hospital?
Ruth asked.
Henry shook his head. Not steal. We buy it with our own money. But since buying it from the hospital that way is a special case, there was a glitch one time and it appeared as if some insulin was missing. We have a legal clinic designation, so buying it is all within regulation, but something got messed up.
So what does that have to do with you lying about what happened that night?
Ida was still skeptical. Henry leaned in and lowered his voice.
We take the insulin to the homeless people because they won't come in for treatment. A few of them are diabetic and it's hard enough to get them to treat themselves. We do have an official clinic and we're not supposed to be going out on the streets. All the doctors involved would lose their licenses. That's why I lied. I was protecting them. I'm only telling you now because you all worked hard to clear my name and I trust you won't tell anyone.
Henry looked at Jack.
Sounds like you're doing a good deed. I'm going to forget all about it once I leave here,
Jack said.
Me too, Nans added.
The others echoed the same sentiment, and Henry relaxed.
That explains the loitering charge, too, Nans said, and everyone nodded.
So, everything has turned out as good as can be.
Mario's voice was cheery, but his face turned sad.
Except we can't bring Rosa or Ruby back.
Unfortunately not, Ruth said.
But we can look forward to new beginnings.
Mario put one arm around Henry and the other around Ruth.
And to new friendships, trust, and the truth.
Hear, hear. Everyone raised their coffees in a mock toast. Jack turned to Lexi.
Speaking of trust and the truth, do you have something to tell me? Alexei had procrastinated telling Jack about her visit to the prison. She wondered how he had even found out. Luckily, he didn't look mad. I might have a little something to discuss. Not that I went back on my word or anything, but maybe we had a miscommunication about a promise? Lexi looked up at him from underneath her lashes.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, then maybe we should discuss that.
Not here. Later. I have a little idea on something that will make you forget all about our miscommunication. Lexi winked at Jack. Jack's brows rose and his honey brown eyes took on a mischievous twinkle. He put his arm around her shoulders and led her away from the group.
Really? Do tell.
It's something you really, really like.
Tell me more.
Your favorite double chocolate eclairs. Jack laughed.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind. But I guess it's a start.